I'm here today with Neil Packham, who is Community Drama Director at the Citizens Theatre. Neil and a number of other colleagues were recently in Rotterdam and just wanted to find a wee bit about what you were doing in Rotterdam, Neil.
Hello there, Helen. It was a fantastic experience and opportunity for the community company. We were invited to the International Community Arts Festival in Rotterdam, and we were asked to prepare a piece to show at the festival, and we were one of the sort of the leading events at the festival, and it was a bit of a new experience for the community company.
Okay, and you say piece? Do you mean a piece of theatre? Like what did you actually perform?
Yeah, it was a piece of theatre that we devised, which is quite an unusual thing for the community company. We usually do very text-based material, which is maybe written by the company or from a pre-scripted text, but in this circumstance we devised a piece that was really essentially about the makeup of the community company, why people come to the company, reflecting on what difference it makes to their lives, what it brings to them, and to us as practitioners as well. Ellie Goodman, my colleague, we were also in the production as well, which was a really interesting experience. You know, we weren't just directing it; we were involved in the whole process. And as I say, it was different because it was a devised piece, and we started off with lots of post-it notes with little sketches of things that we thought we wanted to show to explain what the company was, mm-hmm. what the company was about. But also and about the challenges that you meet as a participant or an actor within the community company, because things aren't always so straightforward. But also it was about celebrating because it's an international festival and we were representing not only the community company, but the Citizens Theatre and Glasgow and Scotland. And that was really important, that we were representing all of that. And so we wanted to give an image of Scotland and of Glasgow, whether that be your traditional image of Scotland, of kilts and tartan and Highland games and Highland cows and all that, to other elements of Scotland, of football and, other the river, the Clyde, mm-hmm. shipbuilding, other elements of it.
So were you the only Scottish delegates that were there?
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Were there other UK delegates?
There were a few other UK delegates there who we got speaking to, some from the north of England, who we made a really good contact with. They were from an organisation called Empath, which I must go on the internet and look up their website. Okay. But there was also, it was a very international theatre festival. There was representatives from Canada, Australia, Brazil, Egypt, Argentina, mm-hmm. Poland, Germany, and obviously many organisations travelling from within the Netherlands. And we made particularly strong connections with the group from Canada, who are a group of Native American Indians that a lot of the members of our community company, the seven members that we went with, made very strong links with different organisations, but particularly with the Canadian company.
Okay, so you've made some good connections. What next for this then? Are there any kind of connections that you're going to work on in the future?
Well, we would really hope that we could, with the Canadians and possibly with the Australian company, that we could look towards the Commonwealth Games, which seems to be a good point, far enough ahead, and it would be fantastic to bring them over. We would really like to meet up with them again. And I would like to re-engage with the people in the Netherlands and the organisation that set up the festival. Their generosity of spirit was phenomenal. It was one of the most amazing events that I've ever been to during my professional career.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I know I've got a disc of some photographs downstairs, so I will look at those and I will get them up online very soon. Thank you very much for letting us know about your time.
Thank you very much, Helen. It was great.